السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. So may Allah bless all of you and our audience. I hope you are following this Surah Al-Baqarah as we explain it. In the last verses that we studied last week, it was mentioned that truth has to be explained to the people, and those who hide to conceal the truth or they ridicule the truth, that means give up the truth and for paltry price, for little gains of the worldly things, they will not have Allah's blessings in the hereafter. Now in this ayah that we are starting with, ayah number 177, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what is the real religion, what is the real piety. So we begin inshallah in the name of Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. It is not piety that you turn your faces towards east or west, but one of the piety is he who believes in Allah and the last day and the angels and the books and the messengers, and gives the wealth out of love for him to kinsfolk, orphans, the indigent, the traveler, and those who ask, and for the ransom of slaves, and performs the prayer and gives regular charity, those who fulfill their oaths when they pledge them, and those who are patient in misfortune, hardship, and the times of panic. It is they who are true, and it is they who are God-fearing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions birr. Birr is a very important word of the Quran. Birr means everything good. Al-khairu jami'u al-khair. Everything that is good is called birr. Birr means righteousness. This birr means piety. Birr means goodness, kindness, care. So you have birrul walidain, that is respect and honor and care of parents, obedience to parent. Of course, birr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to Allah. And the people of birr are known as abrar. The Quran talks about innal abrar lafi na'im. The abrar, the people of righteous piety, the people of virtue, they will be in Jannah. Wa innal fujjar lafi jahim. The opposite of abrar are the fujjar, those who transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who disobey Allah and commit sin, they will go to hell. So innal abrar lafi na'im wa innal fujjar lafi jahim. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-barr, al-barr al-rahim. Al-barr means the one who is very kind, very caring. And Allah's angels are called barara, kiraman barara, the noble and the pious and the righteous servants of Allah. So angels are barara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is barr, and believers are supposed to be abrar, the ashab al-birr, And birr is emphasized very often. So it's a very comprehensive word for everything that is good, for everything that is pious and righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and birr, you can say, it's a religion. But what is religion? Religion is not only certain gestures and certain forms of worship, certain rituals. That because in the previous ayat, just a few sections ago, we had a whole discussion about turning your face towards Kaaba and change of Qibla. So people were saying that why you are changing your Qibla? I said, Allah's command. Allah's command came that we turn our face towards Mecca, so we are turning our face towards Mecca. But again, the point is that the real thing is not turning your face this side or that side, on the eastern direction, on the western direction. These are not the real issues. In another place, after a few ayat, we have لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. That when people used to come back from Hajj in the pre-Islamic times, they come back from Hajj, they used to come from the back of the house, not from the front door. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not piety that you enter the houses from the back. The piety is that we have to be conscious of Allah, obey Allah, and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a similar way, yes, you turn your face in prayer from the one direction or the other direction, but this is not the real maqsad, the real objective of religion. The real objective of religion is not to do some rituals. What is the real objective of religion? Here are five things that are mentioned. The first is the faith, the strong and proper faith. Second thing is the acts of kindness, charity, that you should do that. The third thing is devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you devote to Allah by through prayers and all of these things. Fourth thing is the ethical and moral behavior, fulfilling the promises. And the fifth one is that you are patient, steadfast, strong in your faith and your commitment, and your personality is strong. So whenever there is any difficulty, whether it is illness, sickness, poverty, conflict, commotions, you stand firm in that. So these are the real characters of piety, the real characters of religion, not just turning your face. Because a lot of people, they come to the mosque and perform some prayer, but their behavior does not change. Their action do not change. They come to pray, but then after they leave the mosque, the lifestyle is the same. Their relationship with their family, their relationship with their neighbor, their relationship with the other people, have not changed, as if they don't care, but they just perform some rituals. So Allah said, this is not piety, this is not the religion. Religion is this, that you believe in Allah. What a beautiful way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. He said, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْيَقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. The piety is not that you turn your face towards east and west, but the piety is the person. The piety is the person. And I put that in the bracket, one of the person of the piety is he who believes in Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ. Some of the scholars of the Quran, the Mufassirin, they say it means وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ بِرُّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Or some people say وَلَكِنَّ ذَا الْبِرِّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. The person of birr is he who believes in Allah. Or some say the birr is the piety of the person who believes in Allah. To say the second word birr is not mentioned here, like in al birra man amana billah. So here you have like in al birra birru man amana billah. But the piety is the piety of the one who believes in Allah. Or you can say walakin azal birr man amana billah. The person of birr is the one who believes in Allah. But then there is another thing also. Sometime you give an adjective But sometimes you give the actually the noun, the character itself. So walakin al-birra, that is real piety is this, the person of piety. And a person of piety may be sometimes pious, sometimes not pious. But the those who have all these characters, they are piety in themselves. Like you say somebody is truthful. So sadiq. But then you say he is the truth. That means his personality is truthful. His whole being is truthful. Or you say somebody is adil, somebody is just. But you say, no, he is justice. I mean, his whole life is justice. So he is justice. So you define it. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentioned that this is the piety. The piety is that person. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ. That person is piety. Because his whole personality, his whole being, he is the manifestation of goodness and piety. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. First thing is believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he does not see Allah, but he trusts in him, he believes in him. He recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is only one God. And totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Iman Billah is the essential thing, it's the first thing. Without Iman Billah, there is no piety. So piety means comes from the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you believe in all that Allah has told you. So Allah says that there will be a day of judgment. So immediately after faith in Allah comes the day of the last day. That is the day of judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are going to meet Allah and there will be a day of judgment. This life is not a permanent life. This life will come to an end and then there will be day of akhirah. When the resurrection will take place and all humanity will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will give the account of their life. So that is to believe in Allah and then believe in the last day. Also believe in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why angels are mentioned here? And what is the relevance of the angels? Because we don't see them, we don't deal with them, but angels are there. Because angels are those who bring the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the prophets of Allah. Angels are those who bring the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah to the prophets of Allah. So we believe in those angels and especially Jibreel alayhi salam, they are honorable messengers of Allah and they are honest and truthful and they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't add anything from their side, but they convey whatever they are given. And angels, of course, have some other tasks that they do. Angels are also recording our deeds. Every person has angels assigned to him or to her, and they're taking their account and they're writing down everything that whatever you do. وَمَا يعني مَا يَلْفَظُ مِنْ قُولٍ إِلَّا لَدَهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever word he or she utter, there is a writer who writes down, and one takes account. So believe in those angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ اللَّهُ. Allah knows how many angels are there and what is their power. They are mighty angels. Some of them are huge angels. And some of them are, they are different kind of angels, different tasks that they perform. But they are servants of Allah. We don't worship the angels. We don't accept them as divine. As the Arabs, they used to do that before Islam. They used to say that angels are the daughters of Allah. Angels are almost like divine. So na'udhu billah, we don't say that, but we believe that angels are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are made from nur. That means they have a spiritual aspect in them, and that's why they are able to communicate. The divine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have direct access to Allah. And then from there, they bring the message to the people. So they have kind of intermediaries between the human and the divine in terms of bringing the message of Allah. And they bring the message al-kitab. Well, kitab is mentioned here as a singular. And in some of the readings, it is also mentioned al-kutub. So either you can say al-kitab, that means the whole genre of kitab, that came, all the scriptures that are there, all singular scriptures, Al-Kutub, so Al-Kitab, and then prophets of Allah, and Nabiyyin. And there were many messengers, many prophets. So we believe in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we believe them, that they are prophets of Allah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his message to them. And this message comes through the angels. So we accept that, except in the prophets of Allah. So Iman Billah, Iman Bil Akhirah, these are the five things of Iman that are mentioned here. And they are also mentioned in other places in the Quran. That is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and belief in the last day, and belief in the books of Allah, belief in the prophets of Allah. So these are essential beliefs, the five basic beliefs of Islam that are mentioned there. Now you might say, what about the qadr, the destiny, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what is going to happen to every person in the future, and everything is recorded and everything is in the knowledge of Allah. So it is mentioned sometime, but you can say part of the belief in Allah. So sometimes the sixth one is mentioned, and sometimes it is considered as part of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So man amana billah wal yawmil akhir wal malaika wal kitab wal nabiyyin. And then immediately after faith come the acts of charity. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And he gives his wealth out of love. عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Now there are two ways this has been explained. One is عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الْمَالِ, and second thing is عَلَىٰ حُبِّ اللَّهِ. So آتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الْمَالِ. He gives money in spite of his love for money. And if a person loves his money, loves his wealth, but he knows that this is, yes, it is his money, he wants to have it, he wants to have more, but in spite of that, he gives it to the poor and the needy. So, آتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. In spite of the love for the money, in spite of the need for money, he gives it and shares it with the poor and the needy. آتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Or the second thing is, second meaning is, آتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ اللَّهِ. He gives the money because of the love of Allah. Ala hubbillah, because of the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives it and mentions several people to whom are considered as the people to whom we should give our charity and give them, recognize them, Zawil Qurba, first of all, your relatives. So this charity is not zakat, but this is sadaqat, because zakat is mentioned in other place. Allah mentioned the same, aqamu salat wa atu zakat. So this is a general charity that can give to anybody, even to one's parents and children, one can give that. So ala hubbi zawil qurba, all those who are near you, near kith and kin, kinsfolk, and then poor people, the yatama, the orphans. So he helped the orphans and he helped the poor, Al-Masakeen, the indigent, those who have nothing and they cannot fulfill their needs. And then the travelers who lost their money and they are stranded on their way. This is mentioned many places in the Quran, helping the travelers in need. And as-sa'ilin, and those who come and ask because they're in need. Although su'al and begging is discouraged in Islam, but if somebody is in need, then he can do that. Or sometimes people come because their need requires them to go and tell the people. So sa'ilin and wa fi riqab, wa yani fi fakki riqab, and for the ransom of the slaves. So Islam, when the message of Islam came, at that time there were people who were slaves. And Islam encouraged the freedom of the slave, the emancipation of the slaves. So riqab, raqabah is the neck. Those whose neck is, that means those who are under the control of others. So they are slaves, and the person of piety is the one who tries to free them. And so it's one of the great acts of piety is to free a slave. And sometimes a slave, his master says, you have to pay me so much money, then I will give you the freedom. And so he's called Mukatab. The master agreed that if you pay me so much money, I'll give you freedom. And helping that person, helping that slave so that he can purchase himself, or he can free himself from the slavery. And this is also one of the expenditures of zakat or sadaqat, you can give that. So that is, that was given at that time to free the slave, but we don't have, alhamdulillah, thank God, that we do not have slaves now, but there are people who are in need in some other way. There are people who are put in jail for no crime, political prisoners for some other prison, for some other reason, and their families are in need, or they need somebody who can take their cases, and legally they can help them, so that they can be freed. So zakat can be used for that purpose. And then waqama salata wa ata zakah. And then also the person who prays regularly and gives the regular charity. So there is a charity that's given at any time, and there is a charity that has a specific rate, a specific ratio, and that is called zakat. So they perform the regular prayers and give the regular charity, or the charity that is prescribed. And then after that, say, well, mufuna bi ahdihim idha ahadu. And those who fulfill their promise whenever they make the promise, those who fulfill their vows, those who fulfill their pledges when they make the pledge. So al-mufuna bi'ahdihim idha ahadu, this shows that they are the people of honesty, they are people of trust, trustworthy people. And this is a very important point, that whatever promise you make, whether it is a promise of, you borrow the money from somebody and say, I'm going to pay you back, that is one thing, or you say, I'm going to do something for you, or we are going to meet at that time, and all of these things is called ahad. And awfu bil ahd, inna al ahd kana mas'oola. Allah says in the Quran, that fulfill the promise, because you are going to be questioned about that. So wal mufuna bi ahdihim idha ahadu. And those who, when they make pledge, they fulfill their oaths when they pledge them. They fulfill their oaths when they make their promises. Idha ahadu can be explained both ways. When they make them, or whenever they make a pledge, they fulfill it. So wasabirina fil ba'sa, and finally the character is the character of steadfastness. That is, they are people of patience. And patience does not mean that it is a weak situation, but it is a strong situation. Patient is not somebody who is not doing anything, but patient is a person who is standing firm in a time of difficulty and problem. And wasabirina fil ba'sa, if they are in ba'sa, is explained as the situation of illness or sickness. So in the time of misfortune, or the time of hardship, or darra is a person has lost his job, a person has going through some other problems and difficulties in life. So that is also at that time, hain al ba's, and when there is a situation of war, conflict, pain and suffering, and all of these things. In all these situations, they stand firm on their principles. They don't give up the truth, they don't give up the honest and decent life that they are supposed to live, but they follow that. الصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس. And Allah said, أولئك الذين صدقوا. These are the truthful people. These are the people of the truth. And that means whatever pledge they made to Allah, that they believe in Allah, they fulfill that. They are the truly pious people. They are truly the virtuous people, the righteous people. Or you can say, sidq is also ikhlas, sincerity. that these are the people who are sincere. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ And they are the people of righteousness. These are the people of taqwa, God-fearing people. Those who recognize Allah and they recognize they are, Allah is watching them. They're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mindful of Allah all the time. So taqwa is a very important principle of Islam, very important value of Islam. And the people of taqwa are those who have these characters. So Islam emphasizing here the true piety, the true religiousness. The true religiousness is not that you wear certain particular clothes or have certain different some kind of style of your physical appearance, but rather it has the characters, iman, charity, kindness, devotion, strong characters, strong personality, as well as at the time fulfilling the promises, living by their contracts. So these are the people who are truthful, and Islam wants that. That is the real piety, real religion, not the religion that only deals with some rituals and some appearances, but the sincere religion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain areas where birr works. So birr in the case of the human life, in the protection of human life. The protection of the human life is the most important thing. And second thing is protection of the property and the wealth of the people, and then protection of the morals and the manners of the people. So these three aspects are mentioned immediately after that. And these are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we mentioned already that al-birr means every kind of good deed, piety, virtue, kindness, charity, obedience to Allah, kindness and respect of the parents, and care of all good God's creation. And the word is mentioned 20 times in the Quran. Al-Birr is one of the names of Allah. Al-Barr is one of the names of Allah. Angels are Al-Barara and believers are Abrar. The verse comes after the change of Qibla to tell the believers that the real thing is piety, which is not in the directions. As it is mentioned, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. That a piety is not that you come to your homes from the back, but rather piety is really this, that you have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is, as I mentioned, that this was a tradition among some Arabs that after the Hajj, they would not enter from the front door of their homes, but rather from the back side of their door. So Allah said, this has no meaning, it's a meaningless thing that. So, and then mentioned what are the real areas of piety, that is true faith, acts of kindness, devotion to Allah, honest living, patience, and steadfastness. After that, it's mentioned that if the people of piety must care for the life of every person, protect the life of each other. So killing of other people is the denial of piety. The one who does that commits a great sin. And once it happens something like that, then it should be treated seriously. So Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum al-qisasu fil qatla al-hurru bil-hurru wal-abdu bil-abdu wal-unsa bil-unsa. فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون. Or you believe the law of fair retribution is prescribed to you in case of murder. the free for the free, the slave for the slave, the woman for the woman. But if any remission is made by the brother of the slain, then grant any reasonable demand and compensate him with handsome gratitude. This is the concession and a mercy from the Lord. After this, whosoever exceeds the limits shall be in grave penalty. In the law of Qisas, retribution, there is life for you, O the people of understanding, that you may restrain yourself. Allah says Qisas is prescribed for you. You should do Qisas in the case of murder. If somebody is killed, then there is Qisas. Qisas means pursue the killer, find out who killed, and whether it was premeditated murder, whether it's something intentional, or something that happened by mistake. If it is intentional, then the person who did that should be punished. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى. Allah has prescribed for you qisas in the case of murder. So murderer, the killer, should be punished. And here, people do that, but sometime one person will kill and people will retaliate by killing many people. And sometime they kill the murderer and they kill his family. They kill other people. People of his neighborhood, they will kill them. They bomb the area. And they do all kind of things. So al-hurru bil-hurru. Allah says, if this person was a free person, then the free person should be killed. Not because of that, you kill some poor people, some slaves. If it was a man, the man should be killed. If it is a slave, the slave should be killed, not his master. Al-abdu bil-abd. Al-hurru bil-hur. If a free person has committed a murder, then free person should be brought to judgment. That means the same person, not anybody else. And if it is a slave has done that because of slave did that, does that mean that now his master should be killed or some other one should be killed? Al-abdu bil-abd. Wal-unsa bil-unsa. If a male done that, if a female has done that, similarly. So this is the way. What was happening at the time that people, if they think that their family member was a very important person, then they would go and kill the whole tribe, attack. And if it was a slave, then nobody will pay attention. The slave can be killed. Al-abdu bil-abd. Allah said, no, slave also has to be. But see who killed him. If a free person kills a slave, then free person should be killed. And if a slave kills a slave, then a slave should be killed. So whosoever has done that, it should be. This is called qisas. This is called equality. And pursuing that case of murder. Kutiba alaykum al-qisasu fil qatla. الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى. But if it is not necessary that a person be killed, it is possible. There is second thing. There are three things that are there. One of them is the punishment of the murderer, punishment of the killer. Second thing is the family member of the victim may forgive. So they can forgive the person. They have a right to forgive. If they say, we forgive the killer, then Allah says that this is kindness on their behalf. They should be thanked for that. And people should treat them with graciousness. And the third thing is that they say, that you give certain diya, certain blood money some compensation. The person may give to a certain money for the family of the victim, and should be given. It should be given properly as promised. Wada unilahi bihsan. So there are three ways. One of them is the punishment of the murderer. The second thing is the diyah, the compensation to the family of the person who was murdered. And the third thing is forgiveness of the family member. The only family member can forgive. The state cannot forgive. The rulers cannot forgive. The one can forgive is the one who is from the family. And his family is right to do that. And if it is punishment is given, the punishment should be given according to the finding out who did that and who was the murderer, and only that person should be punished, not anybody else. فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. If somebody transgresses these rules and does not follow this way, then those who do that, they will have severe punishment on the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. If you follow these rules of qisas, this will give you life. That means you, it will protect a lot of lives. If somebody commits murder and he goes free, and no punishment, no nothing, because he belonged to some a special race, a special family, and then the person is left, then he may do some other. And this way, and then anger will be building up in the minds of those people whose family person is killed, and they will make retaliation. And they will make big demonstrations and protests and all those things, and then kill many other people. So Allah says, no, a person has to be brought to justice, and a person has to be brought to judgment. So in this way, you protect life. وَلَكُمْ فِي قِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For you, in qisas, there is life. O people of wisdom, if you have mind, think about it. And it will also put you into understand your restraints. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may restrain yourself, so that you follow the right way and protect yourself and protect others. So a great word of wisdom that was relevant 1400 years ago and relevant now. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. After that, the Quran speaks about the protection of the money. So let's look at this. After Al-Birr, the following ayat talked about the practical ways to attain Al-Birr, by protection of life and the protection of wealth. And the third thing comes fasting. So qisas literally means pursuing the murderer to bring him to justice. And qisas is a fair punishment. Only murderer should be punished, or diya to be given to the heirs of the victim if the relatives agree, or they may forgive. Now we come to the distribution of wealth in the proper manner, because that also causes dissension and dispute in the family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's not birr. The birr means that you be good to the family members and distribute the wealth in the proper manner. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين فمن بدله بعدما سمعه فإنما اسمه على الذين يبدلونه إن الله سميع عليم فمن خاف من موص جنفا أو إثما فأصلح بينهم فلا إثم عليه إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. It is prescribed for you, when death approaches any of you, if he leaves any good, to make a bequest for the parents and the kinsfolk in a reasonable way. It is an obligation upon those who are righteous. If anyone alters it after hearing it, The guilt shall be on those who alter it. Surely Allah hears and knows all things. But if anyone fears partiality or wrongdoing on the part of the testator and sets things right between them, there is no sin on him. Surely Allah is most forgiving, merciful. So here you have, first point is that people should write a wasiyah, make a wasiyah, make a will, or prepare a bequest. And if anybody has some money, in taraka khairan, khair is something good, and the wealth is good. If it is earned in the halal way, then it is the blessing of Allah. So in taraka khairan, Quran says that it's, if he left something good, that means some wealth, some money, then have a wasiyah. And the wasiyah is the person whose money is this, that he says, my parents, if they survive me, then they will get something. And then some other relatives. So some share will be given to some other relatives, brothers, sisters, and sons and daughters, of course, one of his own children, sons and daughters, and then brothers and sisters, or a spouse also. I mean, husband dies before the wife, has something for the wife, and the wife dies before the husband, left something for the husband, and for children, for parents, for brothers and sisters, and other people. So there is a whole system of law of inheritance, and this ayah came before that. After that came the law of inheritance that is mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. In Surah number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, يُوسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أُولَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكْرِ مِثْلُ حَدِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that Allah gives you this wasiyah, this command. So word wasiyah is again used there. That means this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives you, that in case you die, you distribute your wealth in this way. So that ayah now is over and above this ayah. So this ayah is am, but it became khas. That means this is the wasiyah only in the case when there is the wasiyah is for those who have no share in the inheritance, according to the law of inheritance as mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. But those whose shares are mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, they have their shares already. So Rasulullah ﷺ explained that this ayah and the other ayah, how you combine the two ayat, how you reconcile the two ayat. He said, La wasiyyata li waris. The waris has no wasiyah. You cannot make a bequest for the waris because he's already going to receive, he or she is going to receive according to the law of inheritance. So you cannot do that. So la wasiyyata li waris. There is no wasiyah for the waris. So that means among the relatives, those whose shares are decided and given, they will receive their share. And some of those who are not going to receive their share, they may be given a special, there may be a special will for them. And the limit for that will is 1/3. So up to 1/3, not all the 1/3, it could be less than that. Up to 1/3, one can give to those who are not going to receive automatically, according to the law. So those who are not, for example, a person dies, a son dies during the life of his father, the son has his children now and other uncles. So then the grandchildren in this case will not inherit from their grandfather because the father has passed away. But then grandchildren will not have no share. So it is important that in this case, grandfather recognized that they are not going to have a share, and he can write something for the grandchildren from the wasiya, from the one third. Or in a similar way, of course, all the money given to the heirs, but then one want to say that I want to give something for the masjid, I want to give something for a school or some other charity. So one can give something for the charity, but this should not be more than one third, maximum. When Sahabi was not well, and the Prophet went to visit him during his sickness, and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have a lot of money, and I want to give it all in charity." And the Prophet said, "Do you have heirs? Do you have children?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Then you leave your children. Give to your children. You leave your children well-to-do is much better than you leave them poor." So he said that in that case, I give half for charity and half for my children. And the Prophet said, "No more. You should have leave more for your children." So then he said, "I'll give two-thirds for my children and one-third for charity." And the Prophet said, "As-sulus wa sulus kaseer." One-third and one-third is enough. One-third is plenty. That is not more than one-third. So that's why from this came this law, that up to one-third one can write in wasiya. That is for those who are not going to inherit. But otherwise, the rest will go to the warisin, and the warisin will not get any extra. Whatever their haqq, their share, they will get that. So if somebody prepares a wasiya, whether in writing or orally, those who hear it, those who are witnesses, they should not change it. Allah says, "Hum baddalahu ba'dama sami'ahu fa innama ismuhu 'ala alladhina yubaddiluna." Those who alter the wasiya of a person after hearing it, they'll have the sin of alteration. And Allah hears and sees and knows everything. However, if somebody has done something wrong in writing a wasiya, the person who is bequesting his wealth or her wealth and then makes a mistake, that is, he made something, showed some partiality to someone and ignored somebody else, or committed something that is, did something against the law. In that case, you can correct it. The correction can be done in the wasiya. One cannot say that, "Well, this is the wasiya and we cannot change it." You can change it only if there is a mistake, if there is a sin, if there is some partiality, then it can be changed. For أَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there is no sin in this situation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So these are very, very important points of wisdom to solve the problem and to remove the conflict and protect the wealth of the people. And this is all part of birr, all piety. Piety has practical aspects as well. Piety is not just beliefs. Piety is not just prayers. Piety is also your behavior, your actions, how you protect the life of the others, and how you distribute your wealth. And then comes after that the rules related to fasting and the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll talk about that. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow his message sincerely and truly to the best of our knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our knowledge. Allahumma allimna ma jahilna. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una. O Allah, help us to learn and get benefit from that that you have given the knowledge of, and teach us that which will give us the benefit, inshallah. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. If you have any questions, inshallah, we'll take that for a few minutes.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I believe you answered this somewhat, but just to be more specific, if a father gives everything to his wife, and leaves nothing for the children, whether it's his mother or stepmother, what can the children do to rectify this? How does that appear in light of Islamic rules?
Yeah, if somebody has given his life, of course one should not do that. One should leave things, be fair, and do justice to everybody. But in life, somebody has given something to someone, that's one can do that. One can give everything to some charity, one can give everything to one of the children or to his wife. That is during the life. But if somebody says, after my death, this should be given in this way, then this is wrong. And the heirs can challenge that in the court. And they say that this was done in an unjust, unfair manner, and then it can be changed by the court. Court can change that. Or some arbitration, through the arbitration can be changed. So they can bring this case to some knowledgeable person, a scholar, alim, imam, and he can suggest something to them. But of course, alim and imam cannot impose, cannot force them to follow. But if it is Islamic court and there is a qadi, he'll make a judgment and that can be forced. So that will be that situation. Or if there is an arbitration council and people go to that arbitration council and that council corrects that, so Allah says, فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Then it can be corrected. It should be set aright. So people should not do that. And they should follow the fair way and the good way, and not deprive any of the relatives.
Thank you. Just some reminders. We have a few minutes. ISOC is open for the 5 daily prayers and Jummah prayer, and we are now offering 2 time slots for Jummah. You do have to register in advance by visiting prayer.isocmasjid.org, or as soon as you receive the newsletter each Thursday evening, then sign up for one of the Jummah prayers. And of course, some basic guidelines are still very much in place, such as wearing of the face mask, maintaining social distancing, and all the necessary information can be found on the website. So do please take a few moments to read those guidelines. And for updated information, of course, you can always follow us on ISOC Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Dr. Stiki, I don't see any more questions at this time. So inshallah, we will join you for a closing dua.
May Allah bless everyone, inshallah. Yes, I want to emphasize that whenever you come to the masjid, please come with proper precaution. It's very important because this disease, unfortunately, is there around and it is spreading. A lot of people are suffering because of that, and some people have died. Even in Orange County here, the number has increased. So we very much urge everyone to follow the rules and the guidelines, washing of your hands, keeping the social distance, wearing of the mask, and all of these things, washing of the hands, and hand sanitization, whatever. These are very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. And may Allah remove this wada, this epidemic from us. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء، اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء، اللهم احفظنا من كل داء. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Siddiqui, just one more question, if I may, please. What is does the phrase mean, an eye for an eye and an ear for an ear?
Yeah, this was the law that was there given to Bani Israel, as mentioned in the Bible also. That says, "Katabna alayhim an al-ayna bil-ayn wal-anf bil-anf wal-sinn bil-sinn wal-juruh qisas." We gave them this law that if somebody blinds a person in an eye, then he can be blinded in his eye, but only his eye, not the eye of everybody else. Because somebody say, when he has given some wound, and they kill the whole person because of that. So he said that only in that. So that was called lex talionis, that is a proper and fair retaliation that was given, and that Islam has recognized that, even though it was the law that was given by Musa alayhi salam to Bani Israel, but it is recognized also. The Quran has mentioned that, Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ وَالْجُرُوحَ بِالْجُرُوحِ. And we wrote that, that if a person is killed, then a person should be killed. Now, the killer, the murderer. But this is very important to understand that, that this is not anybody else. The one has to find who did that and what a person did that, and whether he did that knowingly, consciously, deliberately, what they call it, premeditated, using the means that are normally used for killing. Not it happened by mistake. If somebody has caused the death of a person by accident, car accident, all they said, then in that case, it is not, the retaliation is not that way. There may be some compensation for that, but not physical punishment for this situation. So there are a lot of details in this law, and this Qisas law that is mentioned.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui.
May Allah bless, protect everybody, and those who have committed the crime that was happened 2 weeks ago, brought to judgment, and the fairness has to be done so that society become live in peace and harmony, and it's not, there is no partiality because of the race or color or anything else. It should be done in a fair manner for every person. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum as-salam.